The April 13th edition of the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you guys on this Thursday. How you doing today, Noah?
Doing pretty good. Just chillaxing. Almost into the weekend.
Yeah, so I heard you got a kind of long one today, so I'm going to kick us off and have you finish it off. So, did you know that the BBC once claimed spaghetti noodles grew on trees?
They grew. What?
Yeah, so the BBC, it's a British media company.
Right.
And so in 1957, it was considered to be one of the first television April Fool's jokes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. And so the British broadcaster aired a 2.5 minute segment claiming spaghetti noodles grew on trees in Switzerland. So footage showed Swiss noodle harvesters on ladders collecting noodles and drying them in the sun before dining on a large pasta dinner. And while the prank likely would have fallen flat today, because everyone obviously knows,
right.
Back in that time in the 1950s, spaghetti just wasn't commonly eaten in the UK. So there were people in the UK that weren't sure
really
where it came from.
Really didn't even know what spaghetti technically kind of was. Okay.
And so the hoax also didn't just prank some of the viewers. Some BBC staffers were also fooled because they were purposely kept in the dark for the prank. And so there were people calling into to the station and asking for their own spaghetti trees, if they could acquire their own spaghetti trees.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, but obviously, it turns out it was just an April Fool's prank, as we all know.
Yeah, you make the noodles.
Yeah, you make them.
It's not grown.
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty funny. All right, so maybe you should have ended it so we ended on kind of something humorous, but it's okay. We'll just... Mine's, I guess, not super serious by no means. It's actually just pretty cool little... interesting fact. So did you know that Napoleon's brother, I forgot his name. Hold on.
Bonaparte?
I think that's almost pronounced correctly. Bonaparte. So his brother.
Yeah, okay.
Napoleon Bonaparte. Saying that correctly?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. He lived in New Jersey for some time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Lived over here in New Jersey. So a little how that kind of happened. So New Jersey is obviously known for its beaches, the boardwalks, saltwater taffy, and colonial America history was a big part of New Jersey, as it was one of the first places outside of Virginia as they kind of moved. So many people don't know that it was the home to Joseph Bonaparte, which was Napoleon's brother, his oldest brother, actually. So he was the former king of Naples and Spain. How did this guy end up in New Jersey, right? It's kind of crazy. So if some of you don't know exactly what happened to Napoleon, what happened is after the war, he actually got exiled. So, well, hold on. Let me back up a little bit. He was exiled first, and then he escaped exile and then attempted to retake his role as king. And so he launched the whole Battle of Waterloo and all that happened, and all of Napoleon's troops were defeated by the British. And so knowing that his brother was most likely to be returning to exile once again, he was fearful that himself was going to be put into it just by association that it was his brother. So he decided to disguise himself, and he took a ship, fled to Europe in disguise, and ended up in New York.
Wow.
So he's in New York, right? He spent time in Philadelphia among with some other French escapees over there, and he eventually settled between Delaware and Philadelphia, right on the river, in a town called Bordentown, New Jersey. That's where he began constructing of the Point Breeze, which was an enormous estate once said to rival the White House. This estate was, I've never even heard of this estate before, so this is kind of impressive. So it's situated between New York and Philadelphia. It's an 1,800-acre estate that includes a 38,000-square-foot mansion, sculptured gardens, carriage trails, bridges, and a human-made lake, which actually attracted some prominent visitors like John Quincy Adams himself. At the time, Bonaparte's personal library was also larger than the Library of Congress at that time.
Holy cow.
So he literally comes over here from Spain brings all his money and I guess all his books and all this, and now he's got the biggest, not just books, but art. He had the biggest art collection in general in the nation for a while over there, and he would open it up to the public as well, and the public could go in and check that out. He eventually did leave back for London in 1839, and sadly, little of that estate actually survives to today, but the 2021 city of Bordentown purchased the remains of his retreat and transformed it into the new city municipal complex. So unfortunately, we can't go and see the amazing what he had actually created, but it is now a city municipal complex.
Well, there you have it.
It's pretty interesting.
Cool stuff. All right, well, that's the Did You Know show for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you learned something new today. And we'll be back with you guys tomorrow at 2:45 p.m.